13 is a new movie about two girls trying their hardest not to be 13. It has some scenes that may be very familiar to parents of teenagers.
What is that?
Don't worry about it.
Let me see that.
No.
Mom, what is it with you and poking me?
I just want to see what you got there.
Mom, stop!
13 features two girls, two types really, Tracy, the nerdy girl next door who does whatever her mom says, and Evie, the popular bad girl. Tracy sees Evie at school one day and she's hooked. She wants to be friends with Evie. She wants to be Evie. The two soon become inseparable. They do drugs together. They have sex with boys together. They wear the same tight jeans, heavy makeup, and body piercings.
What the hell is that?
I'm talking to you.
It's a belly ring.
Speak up, I can't hear you.
It's a belly button ring! How else can I say it? I don't speak no other languages.
Oh, you don't know what that is? That is a tongue ring.
The film was co-written by a 13-year-old girl, Nikki Reed, and Nikki also plays the bad girl, Evie, in the movie. Nikki is now the ripe old age of 15, and she joins us now. Nikki, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you so much.
Now, you play the bad girl, but in real life, you were the good girl. You were Tracy. Why did you want to be in Evie's world so badly?
Well, there actually was no Evie. Evie was a composite character. Actually, she was the only character that did not have an example, I guess you could say, in my life. But Tracy was not necessarily a good girl. She had so many problems before she met Evie. And I feel like after meeting Evie, all of those frustrations that she was holding on the inside became more external. They were on the outside.
And so you talk about them in the third person, but you, in real life, went through the same transformation that Tracy
yes.
went through. And so
yes.
maybe you could describe that transformation and what it meant to you.
It's a really hard transition when you're going from girl to woman, and you're in an environment, especially in middle school, you're in this environment where sixth graders and eighth graders look so different. And when I went into sixth grade, I looked like I was in elementary school, whereas the eighth graders look like high schoolers. So there was such a difference in their appearance, you know, the girl and the woman thing, and you don't know where you belong, you don't know where you're supposed to fit in. It's a really confusing time.
And so why is it attractive for a 13-year-old girl to look like she's 20 going on God knows what?
When you're young, it's so tempting to look like those people that we idolize, those, you know, those Britney Spears, those Christina Aguileras that are all over the place. And they're such a funny contradiction because everywhere you look, it's look sexy, dress sexy, show cleavage when you're 12. But yet, when you do it, you're in trouble. That's confusing as well, for the parents too. You know, when my mother saw me looking 20 when I was 13, it's hard for her too.
Well, that brings us to this next clip that I wanted to play, which is of Tracy's mother in the movie, played by Holly Hunter. She's a well-meaning mother, based on your real mother, I understand.
Yes, loosely based on.
Mm-hmm. Very well-meaning, but powerless, and seems more interested in being Tracy's friend than an authority figure.
Yes, that was one of the struggles my mother had.
No, Mom, it's okay. You can just drop us off and then go on an errand or something.
Okay. I guess that'll be all right, maybe for an hour. I have to talk to Evie's mom, though.
Mom, please don't do this to me. This is the best day of my life. I'll kill you if you embarrass me.
Okay.
So there you see the conundrum of where to fall down. Should she stop her child from going, or should she say, okay,
be the cool parent.
Be the cool parent, right. Was that something you had with your own mother? Did you try to push her to be more lenient and she couldn't really say no?
Yes, my mother, she's a very, very sweet woman. And it's really hard for her to see my brother and I upset. And so it's just like, okay, whatever you want. But at a certain point, we started to take advantage of that, and we started walking all over her, and we knew she wouldn't say no to anything, and it was a power struggle almost. And I always felt like every kid feels like they know more and that their parents are stupid and don't know anything, but I was actually allowed to have that power.
Do you wish you hadn't been?
I do, but my life wouldn't, I wouldn't be the person that I am now if I hadn't gone through what I went through, and I'm really happy with everything that's going on in my life, so I can't say that I have any regrets or that I would do anything differently.
Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Nikki Reed is the co-star and co-writer of the new movie, 13.